I love this.
We're tenting tonight on the old campground. Give us a song to cheer our weary hearts, a song of home and friends we love so dear. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight,
camping on the old campground.
We've been tenting tonight on the old campground.
How do I feel when I hear music that I love? And by the way, I love that music. It's American Civil War music, because that the American Civil War means a lot to me. But also, there's a tremendous sense in that piece of music of community, people camping together, worn out, and everybody agreed that they're dying for the war to end. I love it. I'll play more.
Of the loved ones at home that gave us the hand and the tear that said goodbye. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease.
Okay, let me give you another track.
Banjo on my knee, and gone to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna,
don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama way to my banjo on my knee.
Well, the topic I want to address today is not what are the pieces of music that I love most. No, the topic today is about my feelings. How do I feel when I hear music that I love? Okay, how did I feel when I heard that music just a second ago? I haven't heard it for a while. Roused. There is a feeling called roused. Energized. Gotta, you know, let's... There's a kind of a celebratory aspect to it which makes me feel glad to be alive, touched, and part of something. Part of something. And that is a feeling of belonging, I guess. This beginning is in the same vein, isn't it? Probably cut most of this out. I gotta find a piece that I really, really love.
I would like to be Maria, but there is the Callas that I have to live up to. I like to think that they both go together, because Callas has been Maria. In my singing and in my work, Callas is sort of a celebrity. But destiny brought me into this career. I was forced into it first by my mother, then by my husband. I would have given it up with pleasure.
You J'adore ça. I feel rooted to the spot. Taken on a journey. Inwards. Bliss. Desire. More, more, more. Wanting. Gripped, I feel gripped. In the presence of my favorite upper singer of all time. In the presence of my, perhaps my favorite composer. Wishing. Wishing, wishing, wishing I could have been here, there. A willowy voice. Melody of a delicate flower blowing in the wind. See, one of the greatest operas in the world, sung by somebody you just love. And the crazy thing is that that's not what she became famous for. That's not what Maria Callas became famous for. She stopped singing Wagner. Stopped it. Went over to sing stuff in Italian, predominantly a little bit of French too, but that's neither the point. And anyway, that's all just information. But I feel really pulled together. And even listen to it now. I'm going to get out of the car. My mood is better than it was before I started. I'm really not taking the sunshine for granted. That music has me uplifted, assumed into a heavenly place. Is that a fair description of my feelings when I hear a great piece of music that I really, really love? And what is it about me that I love the music of the American Civil War so much? Is it because the only way of redeeming that experience, transforming it into something other than the horrors of it, is through the music, or what?